My name is Amir Khan. I come from the Likud party, which is the ruling party in Israel, the party led by Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister. When I became 18, I joined the military and then spent a total of 12 years in the defense forces, six of which at the IDF and six at the Shin Bet, the Israeli security agency. After that, I raised at 2011 with the Likudnik friends of mine, the LGBT caucus of Likud, which was the first time ever that a right-wing party addressed LGBT issues. Prior to that, as some of our listeners probably know, it was only the left-wing parties who addressed LGBT issues, as in most of the world. I'm glad to say, however, that after 5 years of working, our group, the LGBT caucus of Likud, is not only the largest, but also the most influential LGBT caucus in the Israeli parliament, and it is the only one that has a Knesset member, which is myself, at the Israeli parliament.
I think it's quite interesting what you're saying, that usually gays were represented in the parliament by left-wing parties and Greens, left-wings, and here you are a member of your proud to...
Yes.
Proud and, to say that you are gay and you are member of Knesset for Likud, which is incredible.
Yes. Which is the equivalent of the Liberal Party, I guess. And it is surprising to hear, and I'm glad to hear, that in North-South Wales, the most of the openly gay parliament members come from the Liberal Party. And I'm glad to hear that.
So what are your main challenges?
Well, in Israel, the main challenges are the security, the defense issues. You know, since our establishment and even prior to that, we are facing constant threats to our very existence. In the past few months, we had a terror wave. Many terrorists tried to stab almost daily Israeli innocent citizens on the streets, in their homes, and wherever they can. As a part of that, and because I am a member of the Defense and Foreign Affairs Committee at the Knesset, I raised a caucus to deal with these issues, with the security. And, of course, LGBT-wise, we still have a way to go. We are definitely leading LGBT issues in our region. But also, if you compare us to other Western countries, we are in a good... good place to be, but we need to go further more to have total equality. Now, this is a big challenge because in this current coalition, it's a very narrow coalition. It's 61 versus 59, which is the narrowest coalition possible. And it consists on ultra-Orthodox parties, which, of course, are like the ultra-Catholic, oppose any LGBT issues.
Amir Ohana, Member of Parliament, please tell us about your trip in Australia.
Well, I was very surprised. It's my first trip here, and I discovered great, great people. Of course, the weather is great, but the people are very, very friendly and also very supportive towards Israel, which is good to hear, and I'm here to make it stronger, so that people will realize we don't take it as granted that we are being supported, and we appreciate it very, very highly.
So you met the Jewish community as well?
Oh, yes. And I have new friends, I'm glad to say, and I'm looking forward to seeing them again in Israel and take them to a visit to the Knesset. And it's a great Jewish community here. They are also one of the most supportive Jewish communities towards Israel we have on the globe. So I was glad to see that.
And did you meet local parliamentarians?
Oh, yes. I met senators, I met congressmen, I met ministers. And as well, I can say, very, very hard, very strong support towards Israel. And... very, very friendly. And I made new friends in the Australian Parliament as well.
Amir Ohana, member of Knesset. Enjoy your visit in Australia and thank you very much.